First and goal. They put the ball back at the five. Crowell, the running back. They're going to extend it and give it to him. Right corner, around the corner. Touchdown! Isaiah Crowell, the Crow, has landed.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deke's laughing in the background.
It was awesome.
The Crow, man, that guy accelerated the corner, touchdown. Then he went over to the fans. He was giving five to everybody in the crowd. That was great. The Browns' first touchdown as they ran off a string of 31 unanswered points there. And, folks, it is Monday, which means you can help decide who made this week's All-State Good Hands Play of the Game. You could win an autographed pair of gloves from the winning player. Cast your vote right now at ClevelandBrowns.com. And good luck. The nominees this week, the two big passes to Jordan Cameron and Travis Benjamin climbing the ladder for 31 yards. I think the Pro Bowl tight end might come away with one here this week. Let's go to the phones quickly before Jim Donovan comes in and joins us for the roundtable presented by Blue Point Grill. We've got Damian in Columbus on a victory Monday. What's up, Damian?
Man, this is the best Monday ever.
It's pretty good, right?
I just want you to know, every time when the Browns win, I wear my brown shirt and my brown fitted to work. Just so I can rub it in the Steelers fans' face. It was fun just talking trash to them yesterday. Because you know what? When it sounds like all Steelers fans just sound very delusional. The only thing they keep talking about, oh, we're 18-2 against y'all. Things have changed. This ain't the same Browns.
It's what comes around goes around.
And it's right. About time. It's about time. It is about time.
And I think it's going to continue.
And, you know, Mike Tomlin, I think from his quotes coming into this game, knew that this was going to be a tough one. And you started to get the respect from him. And I know certainly afterwards he shared some thoughts with people in this building that were basically, yeah, you guys brought it to us. Pretty impressive win for the Cleveland Browns there. And I think it is. It's a narrative changer. We talked about the national attention. These Steelers have to sit with this all the way until next year. On
yeah,
this beatdown,
the halfway point in the season,
and that's good.
I will say this. I said, you know, when we got the ball back, I think with 5 minutes, I was just like, you know, right, and it was like third and three, whatever it was. We didn't get it. We ended up punting back to Pittsburgh, and I'm like, this is where I would throw the bomb, you know, and punch Pittsburgh in the face, make the Steelers.
You're vicious.
I am vicious. You know why? Because again, we don't see them again the rest of this season, and they've got to chew on that all off season. So that again. If 18-1 is what they've hung their hat on, give us Browns fans, you know, the biggest thrill and let us throw this in their face consistently and make it as bad and as ugly as we could possibly can for as long as we can before we see them next season.
Yeah, I heard Big Ben in the locker room earlier this week kind of alluding to it's not the same old Browns team. And when you hear Big Ben with that kind of record versus the Cleveland Browns talking about sounding with like there was a little bit of
questioning, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going into the game, it's kind of like they know something's up here in Cleveland.
They certainly do know something's up in Cleveland. An emphatic statement, 31-10. Matt, the defense to me made huge strides here because they put together a complete game. You saw some bend but don't break. Sure, there were a couple times maybe you peeked in from the ends and gave up the edge and allowed some runs to the outside. But I'd rather with this defense, I think it's fine to bleed that slow death and then stop it as opposed to giving up chunk plays, and they did none of that. All the big plays came either at the end, those two passes at the end of the first half, which were just complete stat sheet, you know, patters, and then certainly for the most part when it was out of hand. I thought they did a great job.
I do too. I was impressed with their overall tenacity, the way in which they played. They took it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, they bent on some of those runs, but you could also see at some point in, I think it was midway through the second quarter, it was, you know, 16 runs to 3 or maybe 4 passes by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they too were dedicated to the run game and didn't want to have to, you know, Ben throw the ball 50 times, but I think the guys up front stepped up, stopping the run. Again, a few bounce plays, but that got fixed. And that's what I love, again, about this coaching staff is they're coaching these guys on the sidelines and fixing identifiable problems. And also, too, kudos to the guys on the back end. I think we handled Antonio Brown, who to me is one of the top 5 wide receivers in this league. Joe Hayden played he will get one of my game balls there at Cats Out of the Bag. I thought he played a great game. Screen got a little handsy there, but again, the game was out of hand. You can get away with, you know, a holding a pass interference when you've played a great game and the game is out of hand. But I thought overall we handled them extremely well. I thought the last point is the communication between the DBs was excellent because they were doubling Antonio Brown at times and at times not. So they had to identify where he was lining up. Is he in the slot? Is he outside? Is he on the other side? You know, and I thought they did a great job.
I'll tell you, Matt, where you're right on too is you have the injuries. Obviously the guy stepped up, played with some injuries. The other side of it too is the tone that was set it just paid big dividends all the way on down the line. The coaching staff came into this game. I know the coaching staff would sit in the meetings right now, and if you're a defensive player and you've got pride, you're mad that you gave up 3 points.
Yeah.
But that, I think all of us would take a bend, don't break attitude and give up 3 points when we have an offense that's scoring over 20 points a game.
Well, especially, absolutely. I'm sorry, Nathan, but especially, too, even to just pick that up is, again, how huge of a step was this forward from what we had seen from this defense? You know, that's the great thing that I'm hanging my hat on is we're taking, you know, we're not just taking baby steps towards getting better. We're taking, that was a huge leap from a defense that we questioned all season long thus far.
We talked about not the Browns not putting a full 60 minutes together.
Correct.
They've only put 30 minutes together. We've seen glimpses, you know, and they put it together in the second half. And, you know, if people don't want to say that the first half was a knockout for the Browns, then we've got 45 minutes working our way to 60. And I would bet that not one Brown would say they put a complete game together, that there's always room for improvement. And that's part of a championship team.
Yes.
But in the flip side of that, so we went from 30 to 45 minutes, and God knows how pretty it's going to be if we can put a full 60 together.
Yep.
We had negative 8 yards in the first quarter
six,
of offense?
Six plays in the first quarter.
And that was it. They had the ball for about 12 minutes in that quarter. So we still have one more quarter to add to it. And then look out, folks. Maybe we'll talk 50 to 10 here for the Cleveland Browns. All right, when we come back, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, will join us here. Think about the three game balls you want to hand out. Is this the biggest win since the Browns have been back? Because after the roundtable, the final hour is all you. 216-578-0850 or tweet the show at Browns_daily on CBD.